Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Whoa, some pretty interesting stuff happening in Brazil. Let's continue.
Okay, so we can certainly look at the environmental messages from UFO contactees around the world, and Brazil is definitely, well, and, you know, pardon the pun, but it's a hot spot right now. So
I don't know that there's anything that we can do about it, but I mean, should we be doing anything about it? Do you believe that these messages are actually coming from visitors from other worlds, or is it just some sort of eco-propaganda?
Bro, I think that this message comes from the another world. We are very selfish. The humankind is very selfish. We think that we are the center of the universe. We think that we are the only intelligent race in the universe. As we think about it this way, it's impossible to the next step. You must to give the next step of the evolution. But we have to change our minds. We have to think of, we have to change our thought. And we, and the first thing to do is open our minds and believe that we're not alone in the universe. And there are another races in the universe that have concern about us. And with if we mess up, our planet can make some trouble to another planet. So that's why they're trying to warn us.
That sounds like the message from the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still, where Klaatu, you probably saw the original one, where Klaatu comes down to Earth to give us the warning, straighten out or we're going to get rid of you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that. I think this is very, very plausible to happen.
What other messages are the contactees bringing to us from their contacts down in Brazil? Besides the eco message, is there anything else?
No, the messages are quite same. To take care of the planet, not to destroy yourself, to keep the planet clean, something like that. I think the as we live in the same planet, the message should be the same to everybody.
This is really quite interesting because, you, like Gene is saying, your book is not small. It's 580 pages here if we're looking at the one on Amazon. So how many contacts are you talking about? And sort of out of those, how many of them actually get to interact with the aliens? When you're talking about contacts, are you just talking about in general, like where maybe somebody gets hit by a beam of light or comes upon a craft or has an interesting sighting, or do you actually mean people who have received messages and been contacted by something claiming to be aliens?
Well, this book has, as I said, 580 pages, more than 300 pictures, and more than 100 of cases with full of details, these cases. And in this book, we have all type of cases. We have case of abductions, we have case of people who received message from alien beings, we have case of people who died after a contact with UFO, we have pilot sightings, the Virginia case. So this book shows the Brazil's ufology in Brazil like it was never seen before.
It sounds like a real definitive overview of what's been happening in Brazil from, so when, how far back does it go in terms of the history?
Yeah, the first case I report in this book happened in 1836, not 1836. And from after the decades, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, there's a lot of cases And until I stopped in the book in 2015. So we have 4 more years to a volume 2.
Okay, so I'm seeing one book here. Is that one volume, and you've got it? Are you saying you've got another volume coming out?
Yeah, it's going to take a little while because it took 2 years to write this book, and I'm still writing. I'm writing already some cases that happened in Brazil, and I'm probably going to put in a second volume of this book.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Those two sound like they definitely are something that would belong on my UFO library shelf for sure. How's the response been to it so far from people? I'm seeing here it's got 5 stars on the Amazon.ca site, so that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, the people that bought these books sent me some pictures and messages in Facebook or on YouTube or Instagram. And they are enjoying the book. It's a very big book, a lot of pages to read. But above it all, I think the people is enjoying, and I think the people gonna like it very much.
So in terms of now, we have South America, North America, Europe. We've got UFO sightings appearing all over the world, being pursued by the Air Force and military all over the world. It seems to me that people out there in the world by now ought to recognize that something is actually going on. And back at the beginning of the show, we touched on, of course, this Nimitz encounter case, which is some of the most recent. What's your perspective on that whole case?
Well, I read the book AD Disclosure of I forgot his name.
Dolan?
Dolan, Richard Dolan, yeah.
Right, friend. This is the one he did with Bryce Sable, AD After Disclosure.
Yeah, it's an amazing book. I read that book. And I believe in his book he tells about 3 disclosures, total, partial, and a fake discovery, something like that. I think that we're going to experience a partial disclosure. The government will never goes back to tell that in the past what they had was a real alien contact. I don't think so they're going to do it. They have a lot to lose if they do that, because people have been dismissed. People was target like crazy, and because of the government. They said, no, you didn't see something like that. You saw something like another thing. And after the Tic-Tac, the Nimitz case, I think that you're going to start, it's not fair. They're going to start disclosure, controlled disclosure, first of all, of American government and then the rest of the world. So I think they're going to...
Go ahead.
I think they're going to disclosure, but not that total. They're going to partial disclosure.
You know, I wonder here, too, there has to be some sharing of information on UFOs among at least certain governments. Why some other country wouldn't try to be first? Especially Russia, China, Iran, get one up on the U.S.
I think that because they still looking for... to discover or to try to find out what are these stuff. They simply cannot say that, oh yeah, our space is full of some kind of spacecraft that we don't know, where they come from. So it's very hard for the government to admit that, and the space have been every day invaded by some kind of a UFO that they didn't know what belongs. So it's very hard to contrary to admit that.
I want to go into this more about disclosure in our next segment and cover some of these contacts, some of the older ones, which might be very interesting. Diego is with us. A lot more to come. It's a pretty big book. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Chiego, when we talk about disclosure, I kind of look at gradual disclosure, that we are slowly becoming accustomed to the possibility that life exists not only in space, but possible intelligent life. I mean, there may even be microbes beneath the surface of Mars. So a more Earth-like, hospitable planet, this could be something that is really, really plentiful around the universe. People are probably more accustomed today to this possibility than ever. They've grown up with Star Trek and Star Wars and all these reality shows. And then we hear about a new exoplanet of which thousands have been discovered. So this tic-tac stuff, the naval cases, suddenly it looks like the government has become interested in UFOs, even though we had Project Blue Book so many years ago. But, of course, the question here is, the first one is, do you think they're going to try to do it that way? They have already disclosed a lot to us.
I don't think they're going to disclose all they have. I don't think so. I think they're going to disclose what they think that they explain. For example, the case of mental UFO crash. Mental case, Captain Mental, who died pursuing UFO. I don't think they're going to say that he was chasing a UFO, because it's going to be a failure, because the government said that, well, he chased Mars, the planet Mars.
I think they also said that Mantell chased a skyhook balloon. We were talking about that on our premium show last week on After the Paracast.
Yeah, I think that they're gonna release or disclosure what they think they can say. He will never tell us the whole truth.
You know, I think, though, Gene, you make a really valid point, and this is a good opportunity for us to talk to someone who isn't from the U.S. or Canada. Tiago, do you know if the Brazilian Air Force has any kind of an agreement with the United States or NATO, the European countries, not to disclose UFO information?
Well, I'm not sure if we have some agreement, and I'm not sure if this agreement is not to tell something about UFO, but... the Virginia case is very curious. The Virginia case, well, we had that UFO that crashed in Minas Gerais, in Virginia City, the city of Minas Gerais state. We recovered, the Brazilian army recovered the UFO and four aliens, two dead and two alive. And then the same week that happened, an American Buffalo airplane, it's a bigger airplane, landed in Virginia Airport. Virginia Airport is a very small airport. And in this airplane from the United States came from people from U.S. government, U.S. Army, and NASA. And as far as we know, those who investigate the case told to them that the Brazilian gave the UFO and alien beings to the United States. And surprise or not, some time later, the Brazil had the first astronaut in space. So I don't know if we exchange presents, our present was from another world, and you sent our first astronauts to the space. Maybe it was part of the agreement.
Interesting, yeah, because the Brazilian government, as far as we know, they've denied any claims about being involved in the recovery of any extraterrestrial biological entities. But there's no question that something seemed to have happened there. I mean, they've even got a spaceship-shaped water tower in Virginia City, you know, so it's really well known that something happened there.
I want to mention before we go on, we've also had Chiego's colleague, A.J. Gavard, on the Paracast several times going into this case, and we always appreciate the updates. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, we had the most new things about this case, that a sister of a soldier that died after a contact with one of these aliens, just after almost 20 years after the case, she got the report of the death of his brother. I'm talking about the policeman Marco Elise Cheriz, He was a military police of the Brazilian army, and he touched the alien without gloves or any kind of protection, and he got very sick, very sick, and he died 2 weeks later of his contact, and he was buried in a special kind of coat that not contaminates the area.
Like to seal him in something that some sort of sealed unit. Interesting.
Yeah.
So no biocontamination.
Yes, and in a report of his death, it's just an infection, some kind of infection. So if it was an infection, why to burn him in some kind of in something that would not contaminate the area?
That would be interesting. I mean, this kind of reminds me of the Andromeda strain a little bit in a way. I mean, if he had some sort of an alien organism, you know, a bug of some kind, whether it's a virus or a bacteria, that would actually be physical evidence. So yeah, I wonder if people, you know, if it would be worth trying to dig this person up and do an autopsy, like a real scientific one on him.
Yeah. And Marco de Xerez, he hadn't an autopsy. No one did it. In Brazil, if you die in a suspicion way, it's obligation to have an autopsy. And he hadn't.
That is kind of suspicious in and of itself. It's almost like a cover-up.
Well, you can always say then that you didn't need to have an autopsy because this person died of natural causes. That would be an excuse.
Yeah, but in reports, he was not died because natural causes. He died because of an infection, an unknown infection.
Well, that at least in here, in this country, we have the Center for Disease Control, CDC. And if there is any evidence of an outbreak of an unknown disease, allegedly they come into play and they try to figure out what's going on. They worked hard with the Ebola virus, for example. We have Chiego, we have Gene, we have Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two articles of impeachment against President Trump were approved by the House Judiciary Committee.
The resolution is amended as ordered reported favorably to the House.
A full House vote is expected next week. An approval is also expected with a trial happening in the Senate sometime in January. President Trump claims Democrats have been trying to set him up for impeachment for years, but he says it's all backfiring.
The polls have gone through the roof for Trump. Because people, especially with independent voters, and especially in swing states, I could show you numbers that nobody has ever seen numbers like this before.
Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal is on the Judiciary Committee.
We're going to win the election if Donald Trump is running.
She predicts his disrespectful behavior and cruel policies will sway voters.
Those policy differences are for the election. If he ends up running, I believe we'll win.
This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Diego, as you probably know, there have been cases here where people have been hurt. The Cash Landrum case from 1980, Rendlesham Forest, where John Burroughs has been on the show, suffered from unknown ailments with some resemblance to possible radiation poisoning. As a result of this, he had to fight with the VA to get them to cover his treatment.
Yeah, I know these cases. As I told, we have the Jean Prestes video that had an encounter with a UFO that after that he died. And we have the Caranguejo Island case when two fishermen were fishing. And the UFO appeared over his boat after explosion of the light of the UFO. Two of these fishermen died as well.
It seems like a lot of these cases are happening down there, or that I should say so many of these cases are happening down in that area. That do you think there maybe is some sort of or has... Do you know of anyone who has theorized that maybe there is some sort of an alien base down there?
I'm not sure. I know that Brazil has natural resource of any kind. We have minerals, we have water, we have animals, we have biological animals and biological environment that no one in the world has. I'm not sure if this is the reason that we have so many sightings and cases here. But we do know that we have some reports of UFOs or UFOs coming out and in of lagoons and rivers and in our seas as well.
Yes, exactly. And so that's why, you know, we get the people who theorize that there are alien bases and that they are underwater, some of them. And so that's when you mentioned these fish, the fishing boat, of course, that's near water. And it turns out that a lot of UFO sightings in general are near water. So it kind of makes you wonder if there's a connection. When you were writing this book, were you able to see any overall pattern between the events that kind of add up to something that we could put a finger on and say, hey, there's something interesting. We ought to look into that more.
Yes, we have in this book, we have lots of cases connecting UFOs in water, coming in and coming out of lagoons or rivers or sea. In Brazil, Amazon, and Brazil's northeast, and Brazil's south. So maybe there's the alien base in these three regions of Brazil, I don't know. But when I was writing this book, this aspect got my attention. It is something to study, of course.
Now, I'm not sure if you've heard of this, because just as I run across things here, I'll just ask a couple of questions. But apparently back in 2014, there was some document, and you'll have to please excuse my pronunciation, but the dossier Riolandia, from apparently shows the appearance of UFOs in the city of Riolandia on January 20th from 2008. Have you heard of this document?
Yes, it's a very, very interesting case. It happened in Riolandia. is a small city in São Paulo state. When people saw a UFO over a plantation, and after they see the UFO, they went to the field and saw a huge circle mark. It's like a crop circle in that place. But there's not a draw on it. The plants, the vegetation was messed up. Just like something had landed on it and pressed all the grass in the floor. And that, and since 2014 to 2017, as far as I know, the plants would never grow again. They kept, you know, curved, never grew up too high again.
Now, in the document they're talking about that describes this case, I guess there is, according to at least one source here, that there was a photo or a picture of this craft. Have you been able to track that down?
Yeah, I never. I have this photo, but it's not in my book because I couldn't find the source of the photo. I could not identify the source to have sure that it was related with the case. But I have the photo of the place that was supposedly UFO had landed, and it's a huge area, as the UFO must be more than 2 meters diameter. So it was a very huge spaceship.
So one of the things that tends to happen, at least up in here in North America, is that belief in alien visitation and even UFO sightings tend to correspond to people who actually have a higher education rather than a lower education. So it's a bit of a myth that people who are uneducated tend to be the ones who are reporting sightings and just don't know what they're seeing. Down in Brazil, I know that it's a struggle for education in parts of the country. There's some poorer parts of the country. There's some much more well-off parts of the country. But how well does education play into people believing in UFOs there and accurately reporting UFOs there?
Well, here in Brazil, we have a multicultural population. I think that the most part of the people of Brazil believe in UFOs, no matter high or lower education. We have ministries, we have former presidents, we have politicians that believe in UFOs. Also, we have agriculture people that believe in UFOs and they see this kind of UFOs. So in Brazil, we don't have this division people with much or less education that believe in UFOs.
Interesting. Okay, so I imagine over from time to time you're going to get people who report things that are misinterpreted as UFOs. So, say, like, back in 2013, there was a number of protests, and there was a newspaper day on there that showed images of what was claimed to be a UFO, but it turned out to be a drone used by one of the local newspapers to take pictures of the crowds. Do you get that the media down there uses UFOs as a sort of a selling point for their stories, and that there's a lot of cases where, oh, it's a UFO, and then you look and, well, it really wasn't a UFO, it was just something else or just a story?
No, the press in Brazil published something about UFO where it's something very important. We have tabloids here in Brazil as well. And we have some TV channels that explore this phenomena, but it's not very high, very, very important channels. So there's no much audience. But the mainly media explores when something is very, very important, like the Tic Tac and Nimitz. It was very explored here in Brazil. The Brazilian media tried to understand it, asked the ufologists in Brazil.
We got a break here, guys. Shago, Gene, Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Diego, as you know, because this is a commercial radio show, they put strict limits on our timing. So we sometimes have to break, and it's not being rude. I mean, I am rude, but that's not the reason. Let's go on with our discussions.
We were talking about sort of the attitude of UFOs by the media down there. Does it, you know, how seriously does the media take it? Or is it used to just, you know, as an attention getter in a lot of cases?
The Brazilian media just get the serious stuff, the serious, when something really, really important happens. The last thing that the Brazilian media released was about the Tic Tac and Nimitz. Just for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, because here in Brazil, we have so much other news, economic and political, that UFO stuff, it just, no matter, it's not important.
Yeah. Right, right. I guess what I'm trying to get at is what up here we've sometimes called the giggle factor. So if we're watching a news broadcast up here in decades past, not so much anymore since the Nimitz story broke, but you would get news, you know, the newscasters would come on and they'd kind of have a bit of a grin on their face and kind of laugh it off as, you know, something not to take too seriously. But down there, you're saying when a news story comes on about it, it's covered in a very serious manner.
Yeah, when you have something very serious, mainly when you see something in the United States or Europe, the Brazilian media shows it. And when we have some important case in Brazil, as we had in Virginia case, all the media took got attention of that. But nowadays, we don't have any kind of case that get the media attention.
Now, of course, you're part of the media down there to some extent, at least that you're involved in the UFO magazine, and you've got a very, very professional looking website, by the way, as well. So, what is the role of, say, yourself in connection with other groups? Do you network with other groups down there as well as around the world? How are groups organized down there? Like in, say, for example, the United States and Canada, they have the Mutual UFO Network. What do you guys have down there?
Yeah, I'm a member of MUFON. I'm a research certificate by MUFON, and I'm also assistant of a director, national director of MUFON here in Brazil. AJ is the director. But here we have a very close contact with another, the UFO magazine Brazil. We have a lot of contact and closer contact with groups in Brazil and out of Brazil, mainly the MUFON and the Kidovan in Uruguay and the groups in Argentina and Chile. And we have this network working very, very good, very well, but we're still missing information because this information didn't reach us. Because the most part of the sightings happened in the north of Brazil, and not everybody in Brazil has access to internet, and they don't have intention to report it because they see it every day. The sightings in Brazil is daily, so when people see it every day, they lost the attraction of it.
You're saying then that to them, UFOs are conventional.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Wow. Let me ask a question here, too, about this. What about cooperation among groups? That's a big problem here, and it's been through the years. Remember, MUFON was started as a splinter group from another organization now gone called APRO, Aerial Phenomena Research Organization.
Right.
So in South America, all these groups from different countries, are you sharing information or trying to?
Yes, we do. The UFO Magazine Brazil, we make congress every year, and we always invite ufologists from other countries in South America. So we exchange information, we exchange data, and we exchange experiences. So I think this the best way to get the phenomenon known in every country.
How about contactees? Now, you know, we've heard that there are people that are still that consider themselves to be contactees. Do you have any down in the Brazil, South America, that are fairly high profile?
Yeah, we have contacts. I think that the most known case in Brazil is Caran case. When a couple, it was in the 70s, they got contact with a being named Caran, and they were contacted many times in their lives, and they had a message that we have to take care of the planet. So these two person in Brazil, they trying to spread this message, but didn't work. Many people called them crazy, and they give it up to trying to do it.
Here, that's just a typical contactee. Those who claim, for the most part, to be in touch with UFO knots or aliens, grays, whatever, if they get a message, it's a message that we got to straighten up and fly right. That goes back long, long ago. In fact, I wanted to ask you about that, and maybe we can drift into it. Your book, you go back before the 1930s in covering UFO contacts back to the 19th century. You want to drop a couple of cases in on us?
Yeah, I have one case that I found it in National Archives in Brasilia. And this case was in 1871. When Augusto Leverger was a monarchy high person, a monarchy of Brazil, that saw a flying disc, an oval shaped disc over the sky. And, well, back that time, there's no helicopter or airplane. And it was published in a newspaper, and no one knows what it was. This was the first case ever published about UFOs in Brazil.
How about ancient cases? Does Brazil's indigenous people or legends of people, you know, similar to the Maya in Central America, is there any stories that date back, legends, mythology about UFOs?
Yes. The folklore in Brazil, we have more than 18 entities or beings that come from Brazilian folklore. We have the boitatá. What's the boitatá? It's a snake made by light that lives in rivers or lagoons. So this boitatá, this snake, come in and out from lakes. I think it's going to be, well, if we bring this folklore to our world, we could see that was an alien probe or a UFO that come in and out of a lagoon or a river. We have many of these cases that relates lights and folklore in Brazil. And Indians believe that we have been visited by aliens from another space, another planet, since the beginning of the humankind. To indigenous of Brazil, it's very normal to believe that we're not alone in the universe, that we have brothers from another planet.
Do you have much interest in so-called ancient astronauts, as we do, like Eric von Däniken and so forth?
Yes. Perfect. We have been visited before. It's like a church of God.
I find that really interesting, what you were talking about with the snake and the lights. That reminds me of there's the Christian Bible from the Middle East, and where they talk about in there something called the Leviathan. There again, it has these lights in its in up near its nose, what they call it, scales that arrows and spears just bounce off of, and that no water can go in between.
We're going to go into more of that in our next segment with Gene Randall. Jago, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.